Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and I'm host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California, our audience with entertainment industry career advice. And this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in the entertainment business. I look like a nut. Our guests include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, actors, singers, comedians, writers, PR agents. I need a cocktail already. Screenwriters, script supervisors, stunt people, entertainment lawyers. The list just goes on and on and on. You get it, right? Now, if you missed any of our shows, here are three ways that you can listen to our past shows. You can go to our archive page on the latalkradio.com website and search for our show title, which is Question Reality. Hold on, licking the paper. I am doing multiple things. I'm hosting, I'm thinking. I got hot guys to my left distracting me. I'm trying to read. There's lots of things going on. Okay. So the second way is you can go to iTunes and also the Google Play Store, Stitcher. I think that's better, vertical. Sorry, we got things waving around on the little people already tuned. Hold on, I gotta tag you, John Smith Kabashi. Wait. Okay. Oh, and I gotta tag too. Yes. We have no help here. I'm doing it all. The second way is to go on iTunes, Google Play Store, Stitcher.com under the podcast section. We have a free mobile app on the App Store and the Google Play Store. And now when you download the free LA Talk Radio mobile app, please make sure that you explore the other shows. We have a bunch of super fun hosts discussing really entertain. I've never done this before. I feel like so weird doing this. We have a bunch of super fun hosts discussing really exciting and informative topics. And there is something for everyone on LA Talk Radio. Finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on my show to promote themselves, their products, and help listeners with sage career advice, we are currently booking for 2019. As you know, our shows are always booked 6 months to a year in advance. So please go to our official website, questionrealityradioshow.com. Oh, there's someone in the back there. questionrealityradioshow.com, not latalkradio.com. And this website is where you will see all of the guests that are going to be on the shows upcoming for the rest of the year. And you just you submit via the contact link. Oh, that wild turkey's kicking in right now. Got the whiskey going. It just hit me. Boom, I just had a blank. Okay, and that is it. Now, I, as you can see, look at this drop-dead gorgeous thing over here. My God, Albert, where are the applause buttons for my hotties? And we got some. My God, and this beautiful, look at this. Right off the set of Vikings, for sure. And then we got little sexy Mr. Mysterioso here, John Kabashi, John Smith Kabashi. Now, hold on. We got people who are waving. We got Valentina Gorlick. Oh, that's my dentist, and she's gorgeous. Yes, we are waving to you. She is Russian. And yes, yes. And we got this little hottie in the back. Oh, look, he's hiding with this little hottie. Now, let me first introduce everyone. Let's start with this beautiful man. What is your name? Speak right in the...
It's Wolf Haugen.
Oh, my God, I forgot to tell you girls, they're all from Norway. Hot Dutchies on the the scene. Now, I did not know everyone was coming. I thought John was coming, but he brought company, and I love it. I'm sorry. Can you say your name one more time and where you're from?
Yeah. My name's Wolf Hagen. I'm from Norway.
And gorgeous. Come on in, you little sexy.
I'm Silly Button. I'm also from Norway.
Ooh. And?
Yes, I'm John Smith Kobashi. I'm also from Norway.
Oh, my God. Don't think we didn't. Get up here, bright eyes. Where are you? Get over here to this microphone. Yeah. Who are you?
My name is Herman Skottal.
Uh-oh, get in there.
Yeah, Herman Skottal, also from Norway.
Woo! We are representing Norway is in the house today. I love it. Now, of course, we got to introduce my husband over here, Albert from San Jose. It rhymes with Norway, but not really. Yeah. All right. So I want to start off, we're going to put the camera right on the main guest today. Let me just tell you a little bit about him. His name, as he said, is John Smith Kobashi. He is a professional stuntman, an action actor, founder of the International Stunt Academy, a.k.a. ISA, and a producer. And as you figured this out, because we've been announcing it, they are from Norway, a beautiful city along the south coast of Norway. Is that where for it? How do you pronounce that?
Tvedestrand.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay. So that is where the headquarters is located.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want everybody to go to the website. It's internationalstuntacademy.com, internationalstuntacademy.com. I love his website. It's very modern, which I tell everybody, please make sure your website is modern. He's got the video and the action. The hot guy's muscles are glistening. There's tight belts. You're going to love it. Women, get it. Men, you're going to love it too. Get to that website right now, internationalstuntacademy.com. They're also on Facebook.com, Instagram, and YouTube. So I highly recommend that you go there because they have lots of scenes, action scenes, and things that they do at the Academy. So I want to point out before we start talking to them, May 19th, basically, are you interested in working as a professional stunt person or action actor? I know I am. But there are so many people out there that would love to do that or at least take a course. And John is going to tell us about this in detail. But on May 19th, you can audition for the ISA and you can get all the skills and tools that you need to have a professional career in the entertainment industry. And from what I understand, the audition is a chance for a 1-year full-time action actor education. Now we're going to ask what this means. I didn't know what this meant. That gives you 60 points and is approved by the government as a vocational school. That's self-explanatory. The 60 points is what's throwing me off. You are also permitted grants and loans. And what's great is even if you're working professionally in the field right now, this is a must-attend course because who doesn't want to learn to up their skills, right? Now, the opportunity is being provided by John Smith Kobashi, and we are going to talk to him now. I think you got to get ready. Welcome, John Smith Kobashi again. Thank you so much for coming here. Now, we have to, Katrine is watching. Now, we have to give a shout-out to Katrine because she is the one that brought you to us as a exciting man on the scene in the action world. And so first of all, you're so young, and I want to know, my first question is, how did you, or at what age, or how did it come to be that you were interested in this particular type of career?
Actually, I've always been interested in this career, and pursued it for full 10 years ago. That is when I just went full 100% in.
So you're saying that even as a child you were interested, you probably watched a lot of action movies.
Yeah, exactly.
And you loved it.
Yeah.
And you said, that's for me.
Yeah.
I've already got like muscles bulging everywhere. It's just a natural that I'm going to do.
Absolutely.
So when you were a child, was it action movies from Norway that interested you, or were you watching from all over the world?
Yeah.
Or American movies? What was your biggest
influence? A lot of different movies, actually. Of course, all the action stars like Arnold,
Arnold!
Chan, even the comic of Charlie Chaplin.
Oh yes, Harold Lloyd.
Yeah, Harold Lloyd and all
amazing.
Of them. They did their own stunts. So my interests were in stunts and action. So I just upgraded with action and acting, and built it by years. And in Norway, stunts is. Or was a little used in movies.
Mm-hmm.
So after I went here like 10 years ago and went back, I started to establish a community and then academy and get things going on so we could live and buy this daily.
Of course.
It's just a dream that I pursued to and live by it since.
from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, are there any other family members in your family that are in this field? Or was it just you that got interested?
No, it's only me. Yeah.
Only you.
From my family, yeah.
Now, are they saying, what the hell are you doing? You can kill yourself?
Yeah.
Are you insane?
I've always been crazy because, like, totally crazy until 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started to grow up, but I could jump out of buildings and
did you do parkour and stuff?
Yeah, and sometimes it could be very dangerous.
Yeah,
and I didn't know it was a film trick before I went at some courses and learned it. So it can be dangerous to do stunts. That's why. You always really don't do this at home. It's done by professionals. So it requires actually education and learning skills not to kill yourself.
Now that's what I wanted to ask you, because when as an American, when I think parkour or stunts in general, I don't know anything about Norway as being like the capital of the stunt world.
No.
How did you learn to do these stunts if there was nobody doing them?
Yeah, exactly. So I had to travel around the world. So I was hunting both knowledge and community. And went from the west coast. Ålesund is a beautiful city where I grew up. I started to go down to the coast, down to the capital, Oslo, and then to Sweden, and then to Germany. And then eventually I met Katrin in Aarhus, Denmark. So we traveled here in 2010. So that was my first 2 weeks of acting classes at Steinlein Production. And so I pursued also this stunt training here with a lot of good people, guys in the stunt industry since.
Now, do I not know that Katrine is in? Does she do stunts? She's so
acting.
Delicate. She's so small and petite, delicate. I can't imagine her chopping on somebody. But so she was doing acting. So you guys came here and she did the acting. And were you here when I met her, which was in 2007?
No, I wasn't.
No,
there then.
Okay,
no.
Yeah, because she was going to LACC and. I met her when she was taking acting classes there. So important. Okay.
Mm.
So is there a high demand? Your Stunt Academy headquarters is located in Norway. Is there a high demand since the 10 years since you started? Have you brought a knowledge and an interest to stunt? Is it stunt? What is it? What would it be called? What is the profession?
Like
stunt? No, stuntology. Stunt man profession. The stunt.
Yeah.
Stunt man. Stunt person.
Yeah.
Right,
stunt girl? Professional.
Stunt professional. Yeah. So have you orchestrated interest in the 10 years and brought people to the academy that are like, wow, I'm going to end up in Hollywood. I better get my start here.
Yeah, like we have been doing small courses and a year of education. We started at 2012. And from 2012 to 2015, I was running the academy as a school, like private school. During this time, I was also teaching guys in parkour and stunt courses. Well, there were around 1,200 participants at this period. And in 2015, I had to shut down. Okay. And because it was an economic question of the facility. We had 2,000 square meters. It was too huge. Oh. And we didn't come up. So it was a hard lesson.
Oh.
I went,
too big, too fast.
Too big, too fast. So... and then I started, after I shut down, I started as a producer education at the Norwegian Business School, finished it and started to work out an application for the government to get the academy back on track with a professional standard and also security for the students to make sure they get a diploma and also are ready to for the business.
Mm.
So they could also... have the diploma for work.
Okay.
And the demanding of the students in Norway, it's getting better, but it's still low. But as we established...
Because they're such a gentle people.
Yeah.
I don't imagine they want to be chopping and... poking and kicking. I mean, yeah. I see Norwegian people is so gentle and delicate and chocolatey, but if they want a career in Hollywood, they've got to learn somewhere. And
yeah, exactly.
Do you have like a monopoly going on over there? Are you like the only
academy? We are the only one that are running courses and education.
Mm-hmm.
We do also have a cooperation with the guys from LA, with Australia, within in England, Germany. So we are getting international. That is the name of the academy. So we are establishing the international groups and fields.
That's exciting.
So that is also very nice because the students that are taking the education got to know the stunt coordinators, director, producers, and other important people in the industry.
Yeah.
So they could also connect and get work wherever they want around the world.
That's important. Are there a lot of action hero films being made in Norway?
Right now?
Yeah.
No action heroes film.
Not yet. You're the action hero in Norway.
We have two scripts that are ready to get produced. One is in the European future. The other one is a TV show, Norwegian drama, action drama.
Mm.
So we have a big... big
I can't talk either.
Actually, my English is my third language.
Third?
Yeah, so.
What's your second?
Norwegian and Albanian and Swedish. English.
Wow. Well, just you're going to have to add all the international languages. Now, I want to pause real quick because I wanted to tell you, feel free to come around me so you can get John if you want to like get that angle. I don't mind anybody looking like him behind me. So let's just put it out there. You know, I'm a sex fiend. Don't worry about it. Now, let's talk. Let's go to this gentleman. You brought these people here today. Who are you? How do you know John? And how do you participate in his world?
Well, I started out as an actor, but then I felt like that I didn't really get the roles that I wanted to. So I had a look at the internet and tried to find kind of like academies for actors, and mainly I wanted to be an actor. But then I found I found an ad on Facebook for the International Stunt Academy, and I just knew from then that, oh shit, stunts, that's exactly what I wanted to do.
Now, is this a British accent I hear?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Sounds like a British accent. You are definitely British.
I used to
what are you trying to pawn himself off as a hot Norwegian? What's going on here? I busted him. No, but you're from England. I live there, so I know the accent, definitely. What part of England are you from?
I am actually Harry from Styles. Norway, but I used to live in London.
You did? Oh, you were in Norway, and then you moved to London, so that's where you got the accent.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Okay. And why did you move to London? Was it to pursue an acting career, or was
actually,
it...
Actually, that was... I wanted to do something I mainly went there to study for a forensic degree.
Oh, that fascinates me. CSI, CSI Las Vegas, CSI New York. Well, yeah, well, don't waste your looks doing that. My God. But it's a very noble profession. Now, when you were in England, did you attend acting classes, you know, like the Royal Academy or in general, did you go to?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't.
So you decided, you know, London's not for me. You went back to Norway. Is that how you met John or how did you meet John?
Well, I actually met John at the school. So when I first got into the academy, then I met John there.
Okay. And you are pursuing a career as an actor and you're incorporating John's techniques, hoping to maybe be an action actor or just an actor and you can do action or an action actor. It's a difference.
Well, he's going to be an action actor.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I can see you on Vikings. We can see him on Vikings, right? Yeah. My friend directed an episode of Vikings. We'll hook you up. We'll get you some of your resume. Now, who is this little beauty over here? Come on over here. Oh, my God. She's a natural blonde. You don't even see natural blondes in L.A. Oh, that thing is so huge. It's taken up your whole face.
Yeah,
Come on over here, sweetie. All right. Now, who are you? And are you... Tell us your story, how you met the lovely Mr. John Smith Kabashi.
So my background is horseback riding. And so I first made like a bucket list where I wanted to learn the trick riding.
Yeah.
And in Norway, you can't find that at all. So I was following two girls on Instagram that did that sport.
Okay.
And I contacted one of them. I didn't know where she lived and she was Russian. So she invited me to Russia to take lessons with her.
Oh.
And then when I went over there, she said like, oh, you can come here and work in advance because we're having like a workshop. So I thought I was going to serve people and stuff. But what I was going to do was like to discuss rules in a sport called Jigachovka. So this sport was like both trick riding on a horse and you have weapons. So then I had learned sword fighting on a horse. Arrow and bow, knife throwing, pistol shooting.
What?
And yeah.
Oh!
So that was pretty awesome.
That's exciting!
Yeah, right?
Wow!
So, yeah, so then I did that. And what I didn't know, they had like a world championship in Jigachovka.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in July. And this time was in February. So they were like, yeah, Celia, we don't have anyone from Norway who does this. Can you please like compete for the Norwegian people? And I was like, oh, I don't think I'm like ready for it.
That was scary.
Yeah, it was scary. So, but I did.
But you did?
Yeah. They said like, it's good training for you, even though, yeah,
that's
you don't
feel ready. You got to do it sometime,
yeah,
right?
Right. So then I did it. And what's funny with this sport is you have a lottery of the horses. So you don't know what kind of horse you get.
So you can't even like train on the horse.
No, you have.
You
one
can't
day.
Feel his body movements and the way he moves because that's important
right?
to a horse training. So what did
is.
You do?
So I got a horse and we got to try it, and then you have to compete with it. So I got on this horse. It was pretty much faster than what I was used to.
Mm.
But I was like, yeah, I want to do this. So let's try.
Was that in Russia? You're still in Russia at this point. Okay.
Yeah. And I did it, and I did two of my tricks. I did all of the weapons, but when I did my second trick, I fell off, and I broke my arm without knowing it there. But then my trainer was like, oh, Celia, we know you can do better. Can you please
know if a Russian trainer gets a hold of you, you're gonna ride with two broken legs and two wrists. So that's good training for
you.
So
nobody knew I had broken it. So I was like, yeah, my arm is a little hurting, but okay, I will try. So I tried with my broken arm. So yeah, I got like a special prize for it.
Oh, well, you should get more than a prize. There should be some cash and like the hottest guy in Russia for a date night. What? Wow. So that didn't discourage you though. There's an old saying here, which I'm sure you're familiar with. When you fall down all off of the horse, you get back on.
Yeah.
You know that. So you actually literally and figuratively did that.
Yeah.
Good for you. It didn't discourage you.
No.
So then what did you do?
So after this, I had to like let my arm rest, of course. And then I went back to Russia when it was good again. So I took some more lessons. And then suddenly I found out it was an international stunt academy who was going to open. And I was like,
yeah, sure.
I'm going to do it.
Wow.
So that's where I met John Smith.
Oh, now let's talk, girl.
Yeah.
How many women does he have in that academy? Because you know that's a male-dominated sport.
I know.
So are you doing your part to bring the hot chicks in?
Of course I am. We need more girls there.
Yeah.
We have to do.
That was one of the things I was actually going to ask. Is there... I was going to actually ask John, is the level of difficulty the same for females and males?
Yeah, kind of, because you learn a lot of the same basics, but the we call it basics, and then you go up on level, which is advanced, and then professional, and then hard hits. So it's always layers that you train up on. So, but the requirement is the same for girls and for
boys.
It
should be, because you look at Kate Beckinsale and Underworld. Whoa! I mean, she rocked it out.
Yeah, yeah,
totally. And I don't know. I mean, you really have to be trained if you want to be. You got so very few female action heroes. You got Mila Jovovich, and you've got Kate Beckinsale, but Kate Beckinsale, she's still rocking it on Netflix now. She's got a new show. But I couldn't name off the top of my head five females that really are representative of the action hero. So we hope that you bring that more to light and encourage more women to apply.
That is absolutely our main goal, to have 50-50 with girls and boys attending
and it really should be the same skills, because the women have to really look just as executable as the men.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you have a lot of good hardcore stunt women in LA as well.
Yeah,
they are kicking off real shit.
Yeah. Now you'll have the star, so I'm gonna put air quotes on that, but you have them doing the action sometimes, but then you have the stunt person is actually, it's a cut, and then they come in, and then they do the thing, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like, there was, I don't know if you knew this, but on, I think, the last movie, Residential Evil.
Yeah.
The girl was on a motorcycle, the stunt girl,
yeah,
and she lost her arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it arm or leg? Yeah. So it is a very dangerous sport. What do you incorporate in your program to protect yourself?
Exactly. There's a lot of details that are important to know. So one of them is to have the training that on the specific stunts that you're going to be doing, and time enough to do the rehearsal, and also about safety procedures, to go through the safety procedures and to
eliminate
the danger by using different techniques, technology, or even mats, padding, whatever. So there are always some rush and hurry in the industry. Mm. And it can be pretty dangerous.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to stunts, because you cannot, even if people do that, you cannot demand people to come and do the stunts on the day. That is, it says something about the leader of the production.
Yes.
So our main goal for the safety for all the profession is to also develop an international standard for stunts, which is acknowledged worldwide, with the industry, with other academy, from top to bottom.
Yeah.
So it's important.
And to speak up that, you know, a lot of times people are intimidated on the set by the director, producer, and time is money. So you have to make sure that as an actor or stunt person, whoever you are, that if you see something that's dangerous, that you really point it out to the person that's in charge, which would be the stunt coordinator.
Yeah, stunt coordinator or a line producer.
You got to bring, because they can't see everything.
Yeah, but there's also old tricky method that are being used. If you say no, they won't call you back.
That is true. They say that, but not now. They're really, after there have been so many accidents, we have unions, SAG-AFTRA, which really protect the actor now.
Mm.
So they're getting very, very good about that.
But
because, you know.
And the stunt work about SAG and about the incentives, about the producers, about the work. The work is 5 years ago. We start to move out from LA because, like the industry says, the stunt work were big here.
Right.
But now they are moving to Canada, to Atlanta, Georgia, everywhere.
Yes, that's true. Well, it's so expensive to shoot here, John.
Yeah, exactly. And even Romania, which has 45% of the incentives, attracts a lot of the big productions.
Even Iceland and
Iceland too.
Greenland.
And Iran and New Zealand.
New Zealand. And they have great film credits, people. So think of taking your film there. No, you didn't hear me say that. Okay. Now, obviously, I wanted to talk about this. Obviously, most aspiring actors, because in the word aspiring, that means you make very little money, but most aspiring actors can't afford to fly to Norway to take your courses. And I understand that you've teamed up with someone who has been a guest on my show before.
Yeah, exactly.
Anthony DeLonge. And he's considered to be one of Hollywood's most respected sword masters. I know that. But he does so much more. And I understand that you have maybe teamed up with him because I know he has a ranch and I know he does everything. So you have teamed up, from what I understand, you've teamed up with him and you are participating in this course in May. And I wanted to know how you met Anthony, how you teamed up, and then tell me who are you encouraging to take the classes? Because I know the audition is May 19th. So how did you team up with, how did you meet Anthony? What is he offering? You know what I was curious about? I have like so many questions about this. I jump from one question to another. My mind works very fast. Because you pretty much do the same thing, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that Anthony does. So it's great that you teamed up with him because he has this ranch here. From what I understand, that is the go-to place for people to learn trick riding on horses and stunts and things like that. So how is that working out?
That is working out good.
Okay.
I met Anthony through our mate and partner, Colin Hanley from Australia. So he runs the Australian Stunt Academy. So we teamed up many years back ago. And Colin has run the advanced Hollywood stunt course for decades. And Anthony is one of the masters in sword fighting and whips, and the list goes on.
Yeah.
So he's like the course mainly has 5 to 7 of the days up at the Idal Ranch, North Hollywood. And so his method can be adapted in both theater and film everywhere. And he has developed through decades of years a very nice way to teach the students so they can adapt their skills. So even if you're new or you have experience, you have always something to learn. So regarding your question, who do you prefer to
I don't know what the hell the question was either. We'll just wing it.
It is for everyone, for actors, for stunt people, for...
Now, can people go with your academy as well as Anthony? I think I asked them this question, but he was on years ago. I can't remember. If someone wants to do what this... God, please tell me your name again.
Celia.
Yeah. Celia. If someone just wants to do what Celia wants to do, because he has a ranch, I know he has horses, can they just go and take one course and focus on horses? Or do you have to take the whole course? Like
no,
with
exactly
everything?
Like what Celia does, she does Jagichovka.
Yeah.
And she has also participated in the world championship. So she's in the high level, but that is another kind of horse sport.
Yeah.
But a horse stunt, work with horses.
Is that something you're offering at your academy in Norway?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have working with horses, and you have sword fighting with horses. You have camera work with horses, and you have also horse fall technique from the horse. But we don't train the horse to fall. Because
I couldn't believe that there are people that actually train horses to fall.
Yeah, but that is like
I never thought about it before.
Yeah, Exactly. So we are limited to that because we need a big ranch to have that. So
is that what Anthony does at his ranch? Does he train the horses to pull?
And not anymore. Maybe before, I don't know. Not that I know of, actually.
Okay.
So the horse, fighting with, sword fighting with horses. And we also go to another ranch too, the horse stunts, falling from horse and stuff here in LA, which is at Dale Gibson's place, a beautiful ranch over there too.
Yeah, Rancho Indalo, is that right? Or is that Anthony? Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure I cover this. We got 10 minutes. Okay. So let's talk about what's going to happen on May 19th. There's an audition.
Yeah.
At Anthony's ranch.
No, the audition will be held at JAM. A training facility.
What? Where's JAM?
JAM is...
J-A-M?
Yeah.
Where is
JAM?
That
is in North Hollywood.
It's all on your website, address and everything, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So what time, so this audition can be for beginners as well as people that are already working in the industry. Is that
exactly.
what, okay.
So if
take
they pass,
us, what does this audition entail?
So this audition, when you come, you have the registry, and then you have a physical task that you have to do.
I was going to ask, you can't just let anybody come in because they could kill themselves. I mean.
Yeah. So, through the test, we know the.
You take medical, you make them do a physical
test. Yeah. First, a physical test, and then they get a monologue so they can train for half an hour. And then they have to perform the dialogue. And after. And the last one is an interview, also to see a range of different question to ask the performers from A to Z.
That is intense. My God.
Yeah,
you
but
need,
that's
like,
quality.
Definitely pills and alcohol before you go to this audition.
We
oh, my God,
talk.
I'd be so nervous. But this audition, this seems like it would be more geared to a professional person. I mean, what if a person's never acted? Do you still encourage them to come to the audition? Because what if they can't act?
So we split it like this. So if you if you pass the audition, you will come to class that are on the same level as you. For now, we have one of the classes full, which is a high performance class for they are top athletes. They're professional in a different field, and so we need to split them so they can grow at their level.
Okay, so you do have it broken down into categories,
absolutely.
Like very absolute beginner, and then But this audition does it encompass all levels, or is it just for the very beginner? Because of what you said that it entailed, it made me feel
if you're all brand new beginner with no background, it's hard.
Okay.
Yeah, then you should take some other classes to
that's
train.
That's a good
and
point.
To, yeah.
We don't want everybody rushing off to greet John and say, oh, I heard on the Question Reality show you're having an audition. I've never done anything. No. So you're saying you should have some experience for this audition.
The more experience you have from acting or stunts or acrobatics, fighting, skateboard, parkour, climbing, it can be so many, which is like,
it's not for, a beginner.
No.
Like if I showed up, you'd have me escorted immediately. Get your fat ass off my set, bitch.
I don't know. You had to do the audition.
You know what I'm saying? All right. So what does this mean? This audition is a chance for a one-year full-time action actor education that gives you 60 points and is approved by the government as a vocational school.
That's right.
We don't know what that means. What's 60 points? Do you get points?
Yeah, you can, it's for a bachelor degree. It takes you 3 years to have a bachelor.
Oh, is this for your academy? So this audition,
if you pass, you have to move to Norway.
Oh, yeah.
For 1 year and live there, train every day.
Sign me up.
And... And train every day and meet all the guest lecturers, the teachers, And we are placed on a very beautiful place. So the life is good. You can drink water from the spring, mountain cold water.
You had me at drink, but then cut me off with the water. The water, but you got the chocolate. But let me get back, because people are going to want to know this. This sounds like... This is I don't want to say it. This is something new, yeah, and exciting. And but if they're American, obviously they can only stay there for so long. Is it 6 months still?
No, it's for education. You can stay there for 1 year.
Oh, for 1 year. Yeah. Okay.
And you also get to have a loan and grants from the government to study.
Okay, what government? Are you saying that an American can apply for that in Norway?
American can apply for that in Norway, yeah.
Okay, so they don't apply here and then, my money, I'm going off to Norway.
As a student, you get documents that you're accepted, and document that the school are also has the accreditation as a vocational school.
Okay.
And then you will have grants and loan. And there's a high grants loan, more than the Norwegian gets, actually.
And these 60 points?
60 points, you can build a bachelor with the education, or you can also, after you're done, you will have, of course, the possibility to work where you get your visa, okay, or search for jobs.
So they can learn there, but come back here.
Exactly.
And those 60 points will go towards whatever it
is. During the education, it's not only performance and training physical. We have also, like, the education is split in 5 different disciplines, which is stunt, acting, fight, screen fight, and stage fight, and entrepreneurship and parkour. So in the entrepreneurship field, you get to learn everything about the industry, about you promote yourself. Everybody gets their own professional websites and headshots, demo reel. And
that's all included in the price. Oh, my God. Let me real quick. I want to just point. I'm going to go through this real fast. Some of the things, and correct me if I'm wrong, some of the things that Anthony has at his academy are advanced tumbling skills, which would be shoulder rolls, break falls, dive rolls under air ramp. Fly forwards, fly backwards, perform headers, perform face-offs, perform somersaults. Under high falls, there are step-outs, headers, face-offs, and backfalls. People are like, what the hell is that? Okay, decelerators and descenders. That would be work. And to set up, I don't know what these are. I wish we would have been able to go through that. You're going to have to come back. That's all there is to it. to set up decelerators and descenders, and how to use these hydraulic and manual decelerators. Under sword play, there's swords, whips. Oh, yeah, I like that already. Swords. I want to teach a class at the academy under just swords and whips. Swords, whips, edge weapons. Under horse work, ride safely, fall off horses, jump onto horses, sword fight from horseback, and under wire work, I mean, this is all inclusive, people. My God, this is the place to go. Wire work, jerkbacks, static stops, flying, flipping, spinning on our specifically designed rigs, harnesses, and vests. And what I love is that I think you incorporate some on-set Hollywood motion capture, which is the thing now. That is it. And also, they have what's called the Taurus World Stunt Awards. And it's a yearly award ceremony that's held mid-year that honors stunt performers in movies. And I love that. I'm glad that they get awards, too. Yeah. Like, they get Oscars. The movie that I thought about when I heard jerkbacks, I watched a movie recently called The Forgotten with Julianne Moore and Alfre Woodard. And I was shocked because I had never seen the jerkback before. Oh. She was literally sucked into the sky. I don't know if you saw the movie. It was about her son was dead. She knew he was dead, but no one believed it. This I would highly recommend if you want to see an example of a jerk back, watch The Forgotten, because that is amazing. And that is what's in right now. That is, you got to know all of this. This, and females, they are demanding, you know, sword fighting on horses, and there's a lot of Renaissance pieces. So this is actually a skill that I say, if you want to be an actor, it is mandatory to learn this, right? Yeah.
It's important also to know that the modern development of the performers, they are they want to recognize by doing their own stunts. They
right.
want to do the acting, but also take the credits that they can do the stunts. Limited, of course, okay. Sometimes, but as much as they are trained to.
Okay. Well, I am excited. I wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me here. May I get you to commit to come back? Yeah, of course you can.
Yes. And I want you, this is John Smith Kabashi and Celia, what's your last name again? And?
Wolf.
We got to hire him and Celia. So you're an actress as well, you know, with the horses.
So you have to,
you're like, I want to ride a damn horse, but okay, I'll act if I have to.
Of course.
But are you guys, I guess, lastly, because I have lots of producers and casting directors who watch the show, are you allowed to work in the States?
Some of us, half of the guys. There are six other guys that are coming today.
Okay.
So some of the guys are allowed to work here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope to see both of you again. You need to try out for Vikings. You would be good on Vikings, too. I mean, you guys do know that show, right?
Yeah, we do.
Of course you do. It's Viking, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
But thank you so much, John, for being on the show. Please go to his website. Say goodbye to your fans. I got to do that.
Goodbye
to your fans.
Goodbye.
And please check out his website, internationalstuntacademy.com. And we'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.